Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hi, I'm Don Fluckinger, speaking today with Verizon Communications Chief Medical Officer Peter Tippett, MD, about the role of mHealth and big data in building clinical decision support tools for physicians, which will be drivers of stages 2 and 3 of meaningful use. Thanks for joining us today, Dr. Tippett.
Thanks a lot.
So, meaningful use standards will soon be emphasizing clinical decision support. How will cloud computing and big data help us get to this place where patient data analytics are actually happening? I mean, we hear a lot of talk about it and a lot of theoreticals right now, but how will cloud computing and big data just get us there, do you think?
Well, cloud has a bunch of different values to it and meanings to it, and a lot of people are afraid of cloud or embracing cloud in different ways. The fact that 70 or 80% of physicians carrying around an iPad or another tablet, and the vast majority of them have a smartphone, says, and all of those use cloud computing to work at all, means that people are already embracing cloud in a pretty impressive way. Small physician offices don't have much penetration even today of EMRs. And to the extent that that'll grow, it's likely to be that there'll be EMRs that are mostly running out of the cloud, and where the doctor is mainly browsing, whether it's a tablet or a computer or whatever, to get the data back and forth. So I think the cloud adoption is happening. It's just not as obvious exactly how that's working and what sort of cloud means. Let me take a different stance on this. We have 2 or 3 giant impediments to getting meaningful use working, and one of the biggest ones is actually being able to communicate between doctors. That's just not working yet. It's happening in little regions, through particularly well-run or particularly lucky HIEs in small, pockets around the country. But that doesn't really involve ambulatory clinics very much. It doesn't involve, snowbirds who move over the winter from someplace up north to someplace down south. The interoperability stuff just isn't working very well. We were at the at one of the recent big conferences, the White House came by and said, "Can any of you 400 vendors talk to each other in the next 10 minutes?" And we and one other group were the only that pulled that off. It's just not easy for people to make that happen. So one of the things that Verizon is working on are some of the fundamentals of making this whole ecosystem of EMR, HIE, connectivity, interoperability, and meaningful use work. We're not in the business of bringing EMRs, of competing with that. But for example, Verizon does, through our CyberTrust division, more identity management than almost anybody else in the world. We run the identity ecosystem for 25 countries, and strong identity, including directories, including unique patient and doctor and physician identifiers and whatnot, are part of the puzzle that need to be solved before any of this stuff really works. We've announced several times over the past 2 years different steps of we're fully engaged in making this work for the whole ecosystem. We now, for example, are shipping a service that allows Schedule II drug e-prescribing and CPOE to be done by anybody and the doctor to confirm that on an iPhone or an Android. The whole thing is NIST compliant. The whole thing is federal compliant. The whole thing is HHS and meaningful use compliant. But the doctor doesn't need to be strapped in front of a computer to get it done. And we've got about a dozen customers of that. Very cool, very easy. Just like me and a clipboard in the old days, somebody'd hand me something to sign after I barked off a bunch of orders while doing rounds. Second thing on making this meaningful use actually work is that most hospital systems don't have a single vendor that provides all the pieces of the compliance for meaningful use. Most people have some kind of a hybrid system. And one of the groups that we're very tied with is called ICSA Labs, which has a program that's organized just to get people with hybrid systems where the single vendor doesn't provide all the aspects of meaningful use to get that all to still be certified. And ICSA has a program to get out in the field and take whatever mix of things you've got and just make that happen. And the third thing that is kind of interesting about meaningful use is the actual notion of getting data to move from one place to another. Lots and lots of activity around NHN Connect and now more direct. Verizon has committed to providing big pieces of the infrastructure for direct, but we've also got a medical data exchange that has been running for 2 years now and does most of the functions of direct significantly easier. We plan on enhancing that over the next year, actually over the next 6 months, so that that part will get easier and easier and easier for people to operate. Therefore, people could send data back and forth without nearly as much technical wherewithal in IT departments and whatnot to make all that work.
So some of the experts and analysts and CIOs I talk to say that all this big data and these analytics that are going to happen, especially with ACOs, it's going to be useless to the physician administering care to a patient unless it's filtered and piped into the EMR as clinical decision support tools, be it, you know, for best practices for chronic disease management or whatever. Do you agree with that notion that that's how the analytics will be executed and used effectively as CDS tools?
Yeah, I'm hopeful that what all of our standards committees and things are working on will indeed embrace the innovation that I think will solve these bigger problems. We've had a theory 2 or 3 years ago that structured data, HIE, NHN Connect oriented, everybody speaking exactly the same language, would the alerts coming out of the EMR itself, and doctors interacting directly with all the systems, and them being kind of homogeneous systems, was sort of the way it was going to go. We're more inclined to think, we support all of those things, but we're inclined to imagine that people will innovate around better and better connectivity, better and better ability to make these systems talk to each other, and that especially in the smaller practices, there'll be a lot of mobility that gets connected in. Cloud and mobility tend to go together. And if you can get your alert on your phone because you talked your way through a order entry or data entry through your dictation company and you didn't happen to see a computer in the last day or so, I don't know why that wouldn't be perfectly cool for the doctors. In fact, I think they'd embrace it. Not everybody, but 85% of people still dictate. I'm not suggesting dictation is the core of things. I'm just giving it as an example. We don't need to give up on the ways we know how to get things done in order to get great feedback, great alerting, and a great improvement in quality, because people are carrying computers around on their hips. You know, Verizon, everybody knows, is the biggest LTE network and the biggest, in America, the biggest wireless network. This last mile, LTE is 10 or 20 times faster than the last generation of mobile phones. It can easily handle video connections and significant bandwidth. It isn't the first choice for hooking up your clinic or the last mile, but it certainly should be available. By the end of next year, we'll have the same footprint we have right now for all the other cell phones. So I think we'll wind up with a changing world that allows the connectivity to get wherever it needs to go, that can handle real significant kinds of connectivity, that allows for cloud-based computing, and allows for mobility to play a large part in mixing the alerts along with the data entry. So I suspect we'll have a lot of hybrid systems, just the way we do in everything else we work on.
So, speaking of quality improvement and all that stuff, we hear a lot about ACOs and how they may or may not change healthcare depending on how they fly. Do you think ACOs will be the ultimate proving ground for these analytics tools and clinical decision support, or do you think there will be something after that, and ACOs are just a stepping stone to where we'll be in 5 years or whatever arbitrary time period you're imagining?
Well, I'm glad that ACO movement is taking off, because I think it's one of the experiments that was laid down with the ARRA and the other significant laws that came through in the last 4 or 5 years that are actually, you know, driving change. And whatever it is driving change that gets us to leverage health IT systems as well as we do in finance. You know, that's the fundamental problem, is, you know, other industries actually use information technology, you know, far, far, far more than we do in healthcare. And I think one of the big problems for why we're slow at that is that it's really hard to both be compliant and use these systems. So to the extent that we have drivers like ACOs and drivers like meaningful use and drivers of other kinds, you know, in other industries we don't need to give people payola to use like email. If it was actually that productive and that valuable, people would just use it, right? And so some of the things we're doing in Verizon are providing cloud services that fundamentally will act like compliance as a service. You know, we'll make it easier to be HIPAA compliant. We'll make it easier to be, you know, compliant with all these and have security and privacy, you know, sort of taken off of the worry list, as well as the parts of meaningful use and other things that rely on communication, sending data to someone else, being compliant with the, you know, the data structures or whatnot. If we can get a lot of that problem removed, then we can let the whole industry innovate around, you know, all the gizmos and websites and cool ways that we can, you know, they can actually get that job done, and productivity will go up and not down. And, you know, ACOs will just help organize the payments to be for quality instead of procedure.
So what technologies do you think the average primary care physician, this group reads our articles at Search Health IT, and they're the ones who probably need the most tech help right now. What technologies do primary care physicians need to understand to navigate through all this meaningful use stuff coming up beyond the EMR when you're talking about clinical decision support and so on and so forth?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if we had our way at Verizon, we'd help drive the whole industry. So the only thing that the primary physicians or the individual practitioners or the small, you know, ambulatory practices need to know is how to use a browser or a tablet and get on with life. Right. Pick somebody and trust them and get going. That's still a vision at this stage. But I think we're going to get there. We're going to get to the place in 2 or 3 years. It won't be 6 or 10 years where the rate of practitioners embracing high tech mobile devices like tablets is faster than any other industry. They must see something there that's valuable, right? It's up to the rest of the technology industry to build the technology around that solves all these problems and makes it as easy as the device itself is. And frankly, there's a ton of innovation happening. People like Verizon are here to help drive all of that in the whole ecosystem, take away problems like compliance, like getting the connectivity to actually work, like making these exchanges, you know, go without having to have a PhD just just in exchanges, right, and not have to know what HL7 is or all the other, you know, three-letter acronyms. So hopefully we can make it simple.
All right. Well, this has been a very informative conversation, and I assure the listeners at Search Health IT that there was no payola involved in this conversation. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, too.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.